try and give an introduction to the world of Nezikin. And, of course, the first mission of Arba of us Nezikin is introduction in and of itself. But we said that we'd try today to deal with two issues, one of which is there an Iser to be Mazik, aside from the Chiyuvei Tashlumen? And secondly, if there is an Iser, and there are Chiyuvei Tashlumen, what exactly is the source of the Iser? What is the source of the Chiyuvim? So in terms of the Iser, I sent you to the tour, who begins the Halachos, oh, wrong guy, who begins the Halachos of Hilchos Niske Mamon with the phrase Kishem Sha'asar Lignov Viligzol Kach Asar Lahazik Mashu Keynes. I'm sorry, I'm quoting from memory. That the Torah assumes that we have an Iser, and that's pretty much of a Chiddush, because the Psukim, the Cholera on the surface, and the Mishnayis, and even the Gemara don't deal with Isurim. They deal with Chiyuvim. They deal with Chiyuvei Tashlumen. And you can have Chiyuvei Tashlumen without Isurim. If you look for a minute on the Gemara, on the Vav Amud Aleph, about two-thirds of the way down the Amud, it says over there, Lasuye Hodetanya, Kol Elu She'amru Poskin Bibosehen V'Gorfin Ma'orosehem, where the little hay is of the Ein Mishpat. B'yemos Hachama Ein Lehen Rishus, those individuals who want to empty the sewage into the Rishus HaRabim, B'yemos Hachama Ein Lehen Rishus, B'yemos HaGeshamim Yesh Lehen Rishus, V'af Al Pishya B'Rishus, Im Hiziku Chayavim L'Shalem. Namely, that you can have something which is mutter, but still you're going to have a chiyuv to pay. Similarly, if you look on, let's move over to Davav Amad Beis, the top Rashi, Shor Yochiach, that Rashi puts it in a nutshell, the top Rashi on Davav Amad Beis, Shebirshus bezdin humahalach birshus harabim, hare kol adam yeshlo rishus bekach, v'im hizik chayav. Namely, that you can have a situation where there is no iser, but on the other hand, you're still going to have tashlumen. So the fact that, you know, it's to say that we have an iser of mazik, we have to prove it. The fact that we have tashlumen doesn't in any way mean that necessarily we have an iser. So first the question is, what pushed the tour? What pushed the tour, if we have no pasuk, black on white, that deals with Isurim, if we have no Gemara that deals with Isurim, what pushed the tour to assume that we have an Isur? So here I sent you to the Gemara that we've been dealing with in the last sugya in Baba Kama, back to the source of that Gemara in Kedushin, of Ein Shliach Lidvar Avera, that the context over there, on the Membeis Amad Beis, is the Braisa that the Gemara quotes, Mishnah in Baba Kama, HaShaleach Asa Be'ira, B'yabchei Reshote V'katan, Pater Medinei Adam, V'chaya V'dinei Shamayim. Shilach B'yad Pikeach, Pikeach Chaya, V'amai, Neima Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoso, Shaini Hasam, De'ein Shaleach L'dvar Avera. Talking about Shaleach Asa Be'ira, we're talking about an individual who is sending a mazik, and that's called Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Okay, so the fact that we have an Avera here, L'chora, is quite clear. What would be the source of this Avera? So there's one source which is not mentioned by any of the Rishonim of the Achronim, which would be a possible source, and that is the source of Bal Tashlis, that we have a source of vandalizing. L'chora, that's the concept of being Mazik, that you are destroying. We have an Iser of Bal Tashlis. Why is it not mentioned by anyone as being the source? Yes? So we have a very well-known shita of the Rambam. Not all Rishonim agree to it, but the Rambam, and even the Rambam himself, there is a bit of a steer between the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah and the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. But in the Mishnah Torah, in Hilchos Malachim, in Perek Vav, there the Rambam says that Ein Kotzitzin Ilonei Ma'achal, Shenemar Losashlis Es Eitzah. that Rambam understands that the Isur Midoraisa is only on fruit trees, and then he continues, V'lo ilanos bilvad, elo kol ha-meshaber kerim, korea begodim, horeis binyan, sosei mayon, u-ma'abed ma'acholos, derech ha-shchasa, over below tashlis, ve'en loke elo makas mardus midivreihem. That to apply bal tashlis beyond fruit trees, that's a drabanon, not a doraisa. And so, since the Chora, the tour is assuming we have an Isur Doraisa, it's a shame that we have an Isur of Gneva and Gzela Doraisa, so also we have an Isur of Mazik. Chora, that's why no one brought in the din of the option of Ir of Baal Tashlis. What do we find? So we find in the Rishonim one approach, and in the Achronim a second approach, and we'll see a third approach as well. The approach which we find in the Rishonim, it's both in the Yad Ramah, in Baba Basra, and I found it also in the Yam Shel Shlomo in Baba Kama, is working off of the pasuk Ha de Oser leMigram Midi de Osi Minah Hezekel leInshi Imishum Lifnei Iver Lositein Michshol Imishum VeYahavta leReyacha Kamocha. Now, it's either it's sort of a kal vachomer if lifnei iver lo sitein michshol, kal vachomer you shouldn't be mazik, be adayim. Setting up a hezek, we have a problem. So kal vachomer you shouldn't do it be adayim. Imishum v'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha. Okay, in other words, so we're dealing with one of these broad isurim. The Yam Shel Shlomo, I found in Baba Kama, in Perek Yud. Find it again. Yeah, it's in towards the end of paragraph Kuf Gimel. He says, "Va'filu kol dinei degroma benezikin deptur min haTorah, mikol makom asur min haTorah, mishum v'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha." Okay, so v'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha is brought both in the Yad Ramah and it's brought in the Yam Shel Shlomo. The Achronim, however, took a different direction. I sent you to the Rashash in Ksuvas, and the Kilas Yaakov, the stipler, has his first siman in Baba Kama. He deals with the Isur of being mazik. He has this Rashash in a footnote that he wrote it on his own in terms of Svara. And someone pointed out to him that it's a Rashash, that on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, the Rashash points out that Lechora Gam Isur Gorim Lahazik Ika, and he says Va'afilu Graman Azikin Depatur Gamkin Havi Isura V'ha Mechuyav Lahashiv Avedoso Lahatzilo Minezek Ha Mechuyav Lahashiv Avedoso Lahatzilo Minezek Dememela. Okay, so we have over here a kal vachomer from Hashavas Aveda. If one has a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda to prevent damage that would have occurred in a passive manner, simply by something being lost, kal vachomer that one shouldn't cause damage in an active manner. The Chora, so we have an Isur of Losuchal Gesalim. Losuchal Gesalim would be the makar of the Isur of Mazik. Yitachen nafgemina in the Makar. When nafgemina, if you're going to have haftar reyacha kamocha, or learning it out from Lotuchal Gesalim, yitachen nafgemina would be what? What could be a possible nafgemina if I'm learning it out from an Isur asei or from a lav? In other words, where would it apply? Yitachen. But in more general terms, the question is, would someone who is a Mazik be possibly Yedus? That a psul edus comes about for an individual who's defined as a rasha, and the Rambam in Hilchos Edus Perek Yud says there are two categories of rishaim. One category of a rasha is someone who is lokim in haTorah. Ezohi rasha, kol shavar avei rishachaven alav malkos harezer rasha upasul, which makes life a little easier for us. That then if we speak lashon hara. Although it's an Isra Doraisa, but we're not going to be a Rasha and possibly Eidos because there's no Malkos. And so also, if it's built on Yehavta Reyecha Kamocha, so one would not have an Is, a Psul Eidos. And Ram continues, "Va'od yesh sham psulim, shem psulim le'edus afal pi shem b'nei tashlum in v'enam b'nei malkos, ho'il v'lochim mamon she'eno shelahem b'chamas psulim, she'ne'mar ki yakum eid chamas be'ish." That we have a concept of a rasha d'chamas. A rasha d'chamas is pasul le'edus. So yitachein that someone is over on lasucha le'salem may be considered already a rasha d'chamas. But I'm not sure about that. Because the example the Rambam gives of a Rasha de Chamas are Kagon Hagan. He has a whole list over here, a very long halacha. Kagon HaGanovim, Veha Chamsonim, and he quotes Eidzomeim, Ribis Ketsutza, Haroim, Megadle Behema Daka Beret Yisrael, Mochsim, Vechule, Mafricheyonim, Socharei Shvius, Masachkim Bekuvia. All of these, be they Doraisa or Drabanan, are individuals who are taking something for themselves. They're taking something for themselves. Over here, by being Mazik, you're not taking anything for yourself. You're simply destroying that which belongs to someone else. Would that be called a Rasha de Chamas? What exactly is the Chamas? Is the Chamas that we are dealing over here with a monetary loss? Or is the Chamas that we are dealing over here with someone who is taking something in order to gain? And in Mazik there's no gain. Then I'm not sure, but it could be. You know, it's that if we're working off of Lasucha L'Salem, like the Achronim point out, then the Mazik would have a Shem Rasha, be Pasul Yedus. If we're working off of Lasucha L'Salem, like Achronim, it could be Pasul Yedus. Working off the Haftarecha Kamocha, like the Rishonim, then L'Chora, he would not be Pasul Yedus. But yitachen that there is a third possibility as well. And that is what's found in Rabbeinu Yonah in the beginning of his Perush on Pirkei Avos. And Rabbi Yonah points out the very, very first line, Moshe kibel Torah misinai, umesara liyehoshua, Bein Torah shebichsav, bein Torah shebalpeh. Shatorah beperusha nitna, shim lo keini efshar lemeida bei. Now we would understand, what does it mean efshar lemeida bei? How would you know what a pre-eitz hadar is? How would you know what letotafot bein einecha is? But the example that the Rabbeinu Yonah gives is, sherekosev lo sigzol, v'chol nezikin bichlal oso halav. V'hein hein ha-Torah, Hoyisa Kabbalas Moshe b'Sinai, Af al pi shelo nichtavu. Boom. So Yonah just takes for granted. Everyone understands that the Isur of being Mazik is included in the Isurim of Losignov and Losigzol. Now, after we see Rabbeinu Yonah, perhaps you could put that back into the tour. Kishem she'osur lignov v'ligzol kach osur lahazik. That he's not just giving you over here a comparison, the way the Prisha understands. We have the same criteria. If we find that your gonev and gozal ben asl shalem, that's osur, so also if you're being mazik on asl shalem, because we have over here a comparison. It's more than a comparison, it's actually a derivative, that we're deriving mazik from mazik and from gazlan. And the chiddush, of course, is that this goes against everything that we were saying throughout learning Merubah. Now, during Merubah, we were trying to minimize Geneva and Gzela in terms of very, very limited definitions. A Ganav is not a Gazlan, and a Gazlan is not a Ganav. The Geneva we spoke about in terms of the Maisa Geneva, that was the Iker. By the Gazlan, the Iker was that you had a Chepetz on your Rishus. Here we have, by Mazik, you have neither a Maisa Geneva. This is not Seser, this is not Ein Bailim Yodim, it doesn't fit into that box. On the other hand, it's not Gzela, you're not taking anything for yourself. Gzela, we pointed out, was Lokeach Mamon Chaveiro Tachas Yodo. And we had all sorts of nafkaminas between these categories in terms of gonev min haganov, in terms of kech hamanas lahachzir, ganav hamanas lemekat. Where on one hand you could be doing a maisa, on the other hand you don't necessarily have something under your hands, or the other way around, you have something under your hands and you didn't do the maisa. All these nafkaminas that we pointed out. What we're going to have to say over here is go the other direction. Okay, in a chinami, maybe Ganav and Gazlan, each of them on his own, is a very, very tight category, But at the moment that we're dealing over here, which Rabbeinu Yonah seems to imply, with the tzad hashava of Geneva and Gzela, then all of these differences fall off, and then we have an expanded category, which perhaps could include also Mazik, even though, again, it's going in a different direction, that being Mazik is being Mekalkel, as opposed to being Ganav and being Gozel, that we have over here, Havaras Rishus. The one who says it's black on white, if it can be said, I don't think it can be said better black on white, is the Me'iri. The Me'iri, in dividing the Masechta into sections, points out that the Masechta can be divided into four sections, and he defines the four sections. I'll start with the second, go to the fourth, then return to the first. The second section is Levayer Hatvios Habaos Mitzad Hezek Haba Me'adam L'Chaveiro Derech Gufo Derech Geneva. That Perek Maruba, which deals with Geneva, he defines as Hezek Haba Me'adam L'Chaveiro Mitzad Gufo. In other words, the person's body is causing Hezek Derech Geneva. The fourth section, Hezek Haba Me'adam L'Chaveiro Derech Gezela. Sorry, Derech Gezela. The first section, Hezek Hamagia Me'adam L'Chaveiro Mitzad Mamono, Kagon Sheshoro, Oboro, O Isho, O Ezes E Mamon Shelo, Mazik E Mamon Chaveiro, O Gufo. So the Me'iri, and the fourth section, of course, is Chabalah, Hezek Haba La'adam, Me'adam La'adam Derech Haka. Namely, that the common denominator of a Baba Kama is Nezikin. Common denominator is Nezikin. We have Nezikin Derech Gzeva, Nezikin Derech Geneva, Nezikin Derech Chabalah, and Nezikin via your Rechush, which is being Mazik. This is Rabbeinu Yonah, right? In other words, that Geneva and Gzela are not viewed as a Maisa Lakicha, as Mamon Chaveiro Tachas Yado, but rather Hezek Habala Adam Derech Geneva. Hezek Habala Adam Derech Gzela. We're stressing the Nizak. We're stressing that which he loses, not that which you're gaining. That which you're gaining, that's just icing on the cake. That turns you into a Ganav or a Gazlan. But the Isur, according to the Me'iri, is the Hezek that you cause him, the Chisaron that you cause him. And then, in that sense, one could certainly put the whole world of Niske Mamon as a subcategory of the Psukim of Geneva and Gzela when they are viewed as a whole. I was thinking that perhaps the Rambam goes in that direction, not as far, but the Rambam goes in that direction. One can take what the Rambam says and take it one step further. The Rambam in Hilchos Geneva, that we dealt with it way back at the beginning of Hilchos Gzela, Rambam appears to be Soser himself, Minei Ubei. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Gzela starts off Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Kol HaGozel Es Chaveiro Shavapruta Over Belosa Aseh, Shenemar Lo Sigzol. Namely, that we have over here, according to the Rambam, three criteria. You need A plus B plus C to be over the Lo Taaseh Shenemar Lo Tigzol. A, you have to be a Gazlan, whatever that means, to be a Gazlan. B, the Chepetz has to be Shavapruta. And C, it has to be Michaveiro. In other words, mashma, that were you to be gozel less than a shavapruta, that would not be a chiyuv da'oraisa. If you were to be gozel a goy, that would not be a chiyuv da'oraisa. We need ha-gozel es chaveiro shavapruta over velosase. Then the Rambam continues, halacha beis, v'osur ligzol kol shehu din Torah, afilu akum osur legozlo o la'oshko. Pum faker. He says that we have a chiyuv da'oraisa, osur ligzol dvar Torah, even a goy, even less than a shavapruta. Aser ligzol kol shehu din Torah, afilu akum. So Rambam Halacha Aleph said that you're only over the Iser when you have a situation of shavapruta mechavero. And Halacha Beis he says, and know that you're chayev d'oraisa on a kol shehu migoy. How does this work out? So, what? Why? What do you mean the onesh? The onesh is tashlumen. But here he's talking about the Iser, being over the Iser. I'm talking about you're talking about kol hagozel over below taase, but also ligzol kol shehu din Torah. So the Magid Mishnah back in Hilchos Geneva, understood, the Rambam says, Osir Ligzol Kolshu Din Torah, that's a din of Chatzi Shir. I dealt with this, you know, nature of Sheva Pruta. So you can have that the Lav is Sheva Pruta, and we have a din of Chatzi Shir, Osir Kolshu Mitzad Chatzi Shir. And Chatzi Shir may be under the Lav of Kol Chalev, maybe a different din. And then you could read it, the Osir Ligzol Kolshu Din Torah, period. Afilu Akum Osir Ligzol Drabana. If you read it in that way, the Kesef Mishnah says, so it's that put a period in. Osir Ligzol Kol Shu Din Torah, that may be a din of Chatzi Shir, period. Afilu Akum Osir Ligozlo. But the Rambam doesn't mention Chatzi Shir. The whole question is whether Bechal Chatzi Shir applies out of the realm of Macholos Asuros. Even in Shabbos, we have a question whether there's a din of Chatzi Shir. Kavachomer, that maybe Chatzi doesn't apply to the world of Mamonos. And to put a period in the Rambam where the Rambam didn't put a period is very, very strange. So, Lechora, one could say that what the Rambam is doing is he's working off of what he wrote earlier in Perek Zayin, Halacha Ches. Perek Zayin, Halacha Ches, in Hilchos Geneva, the Rambam says, Echod hanosei v'hanosein im Yisrael o'im akum, im madad o'shokal v'choser. If a person has a problem with midos mishkal, that he has crooked weights, over alo ta'aseh, v'chayav lahachzir. Then he continues, v'chein osr lahatos es ha'akum v'cheshbon, v'chishav im konehu, etc., etc. And then he continues, and what over here is the Iser? V'harehu b'chlal ki to'avas Hashem elokecha kol osei ele, kol osei ovel, mikol makom. That we have a concept that anyone who is involved in Geneva and Gzela, even if this is not the Maisa Geneva, even if this is not the actual Pulas Gzela, that it comes under Ki To'avas Hashem Elokecha Kol Osei Elu, Kol Osei Avel, Mikol Makom. And so perhaps that's the makor over here of the Rambam, where he says, V'osur min ha'ligzol kol shu min ha'torah afilu akum osur v'gozlo. This comes under this principle of Ki To'avas Hashem Kol Osei Elu, Kol Osei Avel. The Rambam pretty much says this black on white in the Perush HaMishnayis. That in Perush HaMishnayis, in all places, in Meseches Kelim, in Perek Yud Beis, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Zayin, the Rambam. Yud Beis, we cut those. The Rambam brings in these same halachos. The Mishnah is talking about using coins as jewelry, using coins that are no longer valid as legal tender as jewelry. And the Rambam points out that these coins that are no longer legal tender should be destroyed. V'yeshkan din omar oso hol v'nizgalgu hadvorim linyan ze v'hu v'mekomo shemishtamshin b'hem b'dinor m'b'maos b'minyan osr go'odom l'hachzik dinar omoa shechosim y'mishkalo shtus o yoser elo yokutz. Any coin which is invalid should be destroyed. V'kol shekain, certainly it's also sheyitneno sheyita bogoy, ki zeh shechoshven hamonei b'nei adam, v'afilu yechideihem, even tamidei chachamim, ki ha'toyos shekoelon mutaros im hagoyim, eino nachon, v'deya bilti nachona, amar Hashem b'taroso hakadosha, v'mi shemocher es atzma oved kochavim, o lavodazara atzma, as we saw, and you have to be poda him, it says, v'chishavim konehu, Amr aleyem hasharam yachol yigram alav tamad lomar v'chishev yedaktik im hacheshbam. V'amru, im kein dibra Torah begoy shetachas yotcha kavachomer goy sheino tachas yotcha im echmira Torah al gezelo shal goy kavachomer gezelo shi Yisrael. Then it continues, aleyem, v'amru aleyem alav hasharam asalino das habrios. And then brings into the pasuk, v'al kol ma'asim haroim ha'elu asher heid yisal al atzma shu metayiv osam kila atzmam. Nasu misha nasu amaro ki toavas Hashem elokecha kol osei ele kol osei avel. Quotes the pasuk that we saw in Hilchos Geneva, and even though the Rambam points out that this is a bit off of our perushin and Maseches Kelim, but he feels it's important enough to toss in. So Yitachen, that the Rambam has this expansion of Geneva and Gzela, Kol Osei Avel, that includes all of these cases that don't come under exactly what the Torah speaks about, be it Gezel Hagoy, be it Gnevas Das, be it Midos and Mishkalos, it comes under Kol Osei Avel. I'm not saying the Rambam would necessarily include also Mazikim, but it could be that this would be within the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah in the tour, maybe we'd use this drasha of Kol Osei Avel, that we have over here an extension of Gneva V'Gzela to any situation in which causes a Chisaron Lazulat. Any situation which causes a loss of money to someone else, we have an Isur Doraisa. And again, if you do it B'Yadayim, then it's Asur Doraisa. If you do it, and there's Tashlum, if you do it Shelo B'Yadayim, do it via Grama, you'd have an Isur Doraisa without the Tashlum. Okay, that's in terms of the first category, namely in terms of the Isur Mazik. In terms of the nature of the Chiyuv, there is the Chakira, which is quoted by the Achronim, in the world of Nizkei Adam, that I think that we can transfer, and it has been transferred also to the world of Nizkei Mamon. What am I referring to? If we go a little further in the Masechta, to Daf Kavav Mad Aleph, we have the Mishnah, which deals not with Nizkei Mamono, but with Nizkei Gufo. The bottom of Daf Kavav Mad Aleph, Adam Muad Le'olam, Bein Shogeg, Bein Mezid, Bein Er, Bein Yashem. That we appear to have this context of universal blame, that a person is always responsible for whatever he does. Adam Muad Le'olam, Bein Shogeg, Bein Mezid, Bein Er, Bein Yashem. The question is, what does the word Le'olam mean? There's always a question in Halacha. What does the word Le'olam mean? Is it really without any quarter, or is there a concept also of an ones rachmana patre by Adam Hamazik? So if you look in Tosos and Daf Kav Zayin, Amud Beis, Tosos points out that Shmuel gave a situation where someone tripped over Kalim, and he tripped over the Kalim ba'afela, then he is patur. In other words, even though he tripped over the Kalim, since it was dark, he's patur. Lo'i boy le'li yunei. That's a concept of onus. Va'af al-gav, says Tosfos, the fourth line, Divrei Maskil u'Shmuel. Va'af al-gav de'le'el marbinan onus kirotzon ba'odam hamazik mipetza tachas petza. Even though that Mishnah which spoke about Ben Shogeg, Ben Mezid, the Gemara afterwards pointed out who Adin Ones. Ones Gomor Lo Rabbi Rachmana. That there is an Ones on which Adam HaMazik is Chayav, even that, that's what we'll call Shogeg, and there's an Adam on which Adam HaMazik is Potter. We call over here Ones Gomor, and it calls Yerushalmi. Habi Yerushalmi, Potter also Sheyoshan Rishon, Imhizik Losheni Haba Etzlo Rishon. That someone is sleeping, and someone comes to sleep next to him, and he's unaware, and he turns over and bangs the second fellow, he's potter. I Adam muad la'olam bein er bein yashen. Adam is muad la'olam even petz tachas pesach even ba'ones. This is considered to be an ones gamur. And then he quotes also the Gemara that we discussed from the Machne Ephraim in terms of being a gazlon b'shogeg, and points out over there that there is no chiyuv on nezikin when someone is unaware that he's being mazik someone else's property, thinks it's his own. The anusinhein, then quotes again in our Gemara about feilashanu. We have a case of a korah, etc. The nira ledak, they couldn't understand where do you draw the line. The adam hamazik the miftar baones shehu kein gneva. Midatanya b'shili ha'umnin ha'mavir chavitz, etc., etc. Now I said, if we're going to draw a line in terms of comparing the world of Adam Hamazik to the world of Shomrin, so in the world of Adam Hamazik we have Mezid, Shogeg, Ones, on which Adam Hamazik is Chayav, and then we have over here Ones Gomor, on which Adam HaMazik is Patur. In the world of Shomrin,
you have Shia, Aveda, Geneva, Ones. Where does this Ones Gamor fit in? The difference between Ones and Ones Gamor fit in? So Tosus holds, this is the parallel, that Adam HaMazik would be Chayav on the level of what a Shomer would, if a Shomer is Chayav on Aveda, right? Namely a Shomer Chinam is Chayav on Shia's Potter on Geneva Va'Aveda. A Shomer Sachar is already Chayav on Geneva Va'Aveda. Ones is the level of Aveda. Ones Gamor is the level of Geneva. That's what the, this is the equation over here that Tosos is making. Namely, what's clear according to Tosos is why is Adam HaMazik Chayav? What's the Mechayav over here of Adam HaMazik? The moment that we have over here this comparison to the world of Shomrim. Maybe I'll say it a little, maybe just, in words that we're saying is that if a person In other words, what we're saying over here is that if we have over here two Shomrim, we have a Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Sachar, and we have two cases. We have one case where a Shomer was told to watch an object. He's put it in his yard, and there came along a Ruach Sheina Metsuya and blew it away. Another case is he was told to watch an object, and he was carrying it, and he tripped, and it broke. So the Gemara says that in both of those situations, a Shomer Chinam is Patur. Neither of them is considered to be Pshia, neither the Ruach Sheina Metsuya or the Niskal. And in both those cases, the Shomer Sachar is Chayav. He's Chayav because the Ruach Sheina Metsuya is the equivalent of an Aveda, and he lost it. He lost it by not tying it down, not thinking about the possibility of a Ruach Sheina Metsuya. And on Niskal Yischayev, because that's the equivalent of Geneva. And so Yischayev on both of those. Adam HaMazik, according to Tosos, would be Chayev in Ruach Sheina Metsuya, because that's Ones. And an Adam HaMazik is Chayev on Ones. Would be Potter on Niskal, because Niskal is already Ones Gamur. That's Tosos's equation. That's what he talks about over here in the Hemshech of Tosfos. Namely, that according to Tosfos, Adam HaMazik, or let's take it, who disagrees with Tosfos? Who disagrees with Tosfos? Which Rishon holds that Adam HaMazik is Chayev under all circumstances? That's the famous Ramban above Metziah. The Ramban points out in Daf Pei Beis and Pei Beis that Adam HaMazik is always Chayev unless there's contributory negligence. Namely, the reason that Adam HaMazik is Potter in the case of the Yerushalmi is because the other fellow brought it on himself. He lay down next to someone who's sleeping. So he brought it upon himself. How do we deal with Niskal, etc.? So the Ramban has to deal with each case on its own. But basically, according to the Ramban, the word le'olam, Adam word le'olam, is pshuto kemashmao. So generally what's understood is that according to Tosfos, Adam HaMazik is chayav because he is guilty. He's chayav for not watching himself. He's chayav for not watching himself. Namely, that the same way that a Shomer Chinam is chayav on Pshia, and a Shomer Sachar is chayav on Geneva Va'Aveda, they're chayav because they are responsible for watching, and they did not fulfill their responsibility. They're guilty. The question is, to what degree is Adam HaMazik guilty? So he's guilty somewhere between a Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Sachar. That's the language of the Gemara on Daf Dalet Amid Aleph through Daf Dalet Amid Beis, that one line of Gemara. Tani, Adam Shmiras Gufo Alav. Adam Shmiras Gufo Alav. That Adam is Chayev for not watching himself. Masha'enkin, according to the Ramban, Mapitom. A person is Chayev for his actions. not a question of guilt. It's not a question of guilt at all. He's chayev because he was mazik. He's chayev because he did a ma'isa hezek. It's irrelevant if he was posheya. It's irrelevant if he was ones. A person is not chayev because of guilt. He's chayev because he did a ma'isa hezek. That's a classic chakira in terms of how to view Adam HaMazik. Is Adam HaMazik chayev because he didn't watch himself? Or is Adam HaMazik chayev because he did a ma'isa hezek? Parallel to that, yes? The tashlumin go according to the damage caused to the other party. So you can have a situation where maybe in that, in other words, where there's no chisaron. There's no chisaron. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him from an Iser. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him from an Onesh. Parallel to Shabbos. A person tried to light a match on Shabbos that didn't light. So Lemaisa, he was not Machal Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him from Tol Shabbos. Someone on the internet wants to go into the wrong site. And all of a sudden, he can't get in. The page doesn't respond. Kadosh Baruch Hu saved him from an Isur of Los Asuru. And it was like Kadosh Baruch Hu saves us from Isurim left and right, all the time. Okay, but when we persist at it, then Derech Shadam Rotze Leilech Ma'afshar Lasot. So, any case, you can have a parallel chakira in terms of the world of Mamon Hamazik. It could be clear: is a person chayev from not watching his Shor, Bor, Mave, Hez, Tomar? Is a person chayev for his pshia? He didn't watch his mamon, or because of his ownership, namely the fact that he owns this mamon and this mamon did an act. He's responsible for the act of the animal, like he's responsible for his own acts. The acts of the animal, since they're mamon, are considered to be an extension of him. Except that we have a broader ptur. Namely, that even if we're going to say that he's chayev because the animal didn't act, but on the level of mamonos, there we have a ptur, and that's the Mishnah over here on daf. First Mishnah of the sixth parak of Hakones, that we have a ptur of Ones Rachmana Patre. We have a ptur of Hakones on Ladir v'Noal b'faneba Roi v'yotza v'izika Pater. In other words, that you could interpret it two ways. Either he was Shomer, or if you want to say no, that he's not Chayev, on Shmira. He's Chayev because of the act they did. Fine, but we have a concept of Ones Rachmana Patre, even according to the Ramban. According to Ramban, we have Xeris HaKosav by Adam Hamazik, that in terms of his actions, Petzah Tachas Petzah, he's Chayev even on Ones Gomor. Masha'en Kain, in the world of his mamon, there we have a din of Ones Rachmana Patre. These two options, Yitachen, are the two Lashonos of Rashi in the Mishnah on Daf Testament Beis. If you look over here in the Mishnah on Daf Testament Beis, the Mishnah gives us a very, very terse Mishnah and speaks in sort of Sphinx-like terminology. Kol Shechavti Bishmiroso Hichsharti es nizko. Kol shechavti bishmiraso hichsharti es nizko. What does that mean? So Rashi has two perushim. First perush is, kol shechavti bishmiraso shenizchayavti l'shomro hichsharti es nizko komar imhizik hichsharti vizimanti oto hezik shloshimarti v'yofe. This is exactly the first side of our chakira. Maybe you're chayav on mamon hamazik for your pshia. You were responsible to watch your animals. You were responsible to watch your eish, to watch your boar. And the moment you didn't watch it, then the your chayev, kashlo shmartiv yofeh, for your lack of shmira, that's why you're chayev. Lishna achrina, hichsharti es nizko, or alay lahachshir uletakenet nizko, klomar ani chayav lishalem. The second perish is that all animals that are yours, that are under your bailus, that's what chavti bishmiraso means. All animals that are under your bailus, you are responsible to pay for the nezek that they do. Not because, in other words, this is not a chiyuv of shmira, but rather this is a din that you're chayev for the maisim, unless it's going to be ones gomor. Yitachen, that this is machlokis rishonim. These two lashonos of Rashi are a machlokis between the Rambam and the Tur. The language of the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Niske Mamon, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Kol nefesh chaya, shehi birshuso shel adam, shehi zika, habalim chayavim l'shalem, why? Shaharei mamonam hizik. Harei mamonam hizik. The language of the Torah is kevan shalosh maro. It's that mamish parallel to the two lashonos in Rashi of kol shachafti bishmirasi yachsharti et nisko. The Torah is like the first lashon of Rashi, kevan shalo shmaro, and the Rambam is like the second lashon, shaharei mamono hizik. I heard from Rav Zalman Nechemya Goldberg a nafkamina between these two approaches, and later I found it in the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish is al atar baba kama in Siman Zayin, Halacha Zayin. The question is, what if we have a machlokes between the nizak and the owner of the shor hamazik as to whether the owner was posheya or wasn't posheya? Anyway, the owner claims, I locked the door. And the nizik says, what are you talking about? The animal just pushed the door and he went out. You have machokas, no edim. No edim one way or the other. Who has the onus of proof? Who has to prove that he is correct? The mazik or the nizik? You know, does the mazik have to prove, the owner of the animal, does he have to prove that he was shomer karoi? Or is it on the nizik to prove that the owner was not shomer karoi? So if we say that the chiyuv is one of bavur shelo shamar, yes, then the bailim have to, in other words, that basically we don't know if he was shomer or if he was posheya. You're chayev on pshia, you're chayev on the lack of shmira. We don't know if he was or if he wasn't. So then hamotzi mechavero lav haraya. Hamotzi mechavero alav haraya. The nizak has to bring a raya. Masha ein kein. If we say that we have a chiyuv of mamon hamazik, but we have a ptur. We have a ptur. Onas rachmona patre if the baal was shomer. We have a ptur. I'm sorry, the other way around. We have a ptur if it was onas. We have a ptur if there was onas, and we don't know as to whether there was a ptur or not. Then yitachen ein safek motzi midei vadai. And in that situation, the Baal HaBehema has to bring a raya that he was patur. Because we'll assume basically a chiyuv. I mean, this there we'll see. You know, when we learn Karen and Mirtz Hashem in terms of Stam Shvarim, Becheska Shimur Kaimei, this of course will be relevant, and also the Girsa of the first Mishnah will be relevant. Okay, with this background, we can now learn the first Mishnah. In terms of the Mara Makomos, I gave part of them last time in terms of Rashi and the first two Tosfos, but we can continue also into the next two Tosfos as well. In terms of the Chakir we concluded over here, look into the Rif in terms of the Girsa of the Mishnah. The Girsa in our Mishnah is Sheken Darkan Lahazik Ushmirasan Alecha. So, check into the Rishonim, what is the Girsa within the Mishnah? Okay, so, for next time, B'li Neder, I know that Shabbos will not be exactly a day of learning Baba Kama for many of us, but I think we could still have Shir on Yom Rishon, as usual. So, to finish the Mishnah, those who finish the Mishnah, I'd like to do, before we move over to one of the Avos Nezikin, simply the short sugi over here, to the top of Daf Beis and Medbeis, in terms of the nature of avos and toldos, and then we would be able already to decide, you know, to move into one of the avos. Beseder, okay. This afternoon, as there's a schedule of shiurim in the auditorium for those who would like to attend.